Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police are investigating after a rideshare driver's car was stolen by a passenger last night. WBBM's Carolina Garibay with the story.
Police say it happened just after 11:30 at a gas station near North and LaSalle. A rideshare driver was inside the gas station when a woman, who was his passenger, drove away in his car. Police say no one was hurt and no arrests were made. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Several groups are calling for Northwestern University President Michael Schill to resign. They say their action is in response to what they call the reprehensible and dangerous agreement reached between Schill and leaders of the university's encampment protest. Under the agreement, the protests will be allowed to continue through the end of the spring quarter with classes on June 1st. Schill addressed the issue.
I understand the hurt and worry felt by so many in our community. Jewish students are feeling threatened and unsafe. Muslim and Palestinian students are feeling like their voices need to be heard.
Meanwhile, DePaul University students have also set up a protest camp in the Quad on the Lincoln Park campus. About 100 people initially were part of the protest yesterday as they joined their counterparts at Northwestern and U of C, as well as others across the country. The protests are generally expressing support for the people of Gaza and demanding the schools cut financial ties with Israel.
Police in North Suburban Island Lake are hoping to identify a woman who has caused damage to the department's lobby early yesterday.
The woman arrived at the department building on Greenleaf Avenue at around 3:41 a.m. in a dark-colored, possibly red or maroon sedan. In surveillance video posted to the department's Facebook page, the woman can be seen flipping off the camera before ripping down pamphlets and flyers attached to the wall. She's then seen tearing down a bulletin board, pushing items off the front desk, and leaving. The reason for the destruction is not known. Anyone with information on the woman's identity is urged to call Island Lake Police. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And you can see video of the incident on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
A traveling carnival that was expected to open this week in Huntley has been canceled.
Logistical and safety concerns are the reason for the cancellation, according to a statement from the village and the police department. The cancellation comes after unruly crowds prompted the shutdown of a carnival in nearby Lake in the Hills on Saturday night. The Algonquin Lake in the Hills Chamber of Commerce said there was an unexpected surge in attendance, including a significant number of unchaperoned teenagers with intentions to disrupt and cause trouble. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A drop in the number of drug overdose deaths in DuPage County last year has the coroner cautiously optimistic.
Dr. Richard Jorgensen says in 2022 there were 150 drug overdose deaths in DuPage County, which fell to 114 in 2023. The coroner says the decline is promising, but
we still need to get these down. 114 is still a huge amount. When I started in 2012, we had 38 overdose deaths, and I thought that was an epidemic.
Jorgensen also says overdose deaths in DuPage County among people who tested positive for fentanyl fell from 106 in 2022 to 80 in 2023. He says there are several reasons for the decline in drug overdose deaths in DuPage County last year, including expanded outreach to warn people of the dangers of drug abuse, as well as greater access to Narcan, which can reverse opioid overdoses. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Department of Corrections is changing its plans to shut down a facility in Logan County. Plans were announced last month to tear down and rebuild the Stateville and Logan Correctional Centers. But now the DOC says the current preferred plan for Logan is to build on the Stateville site in Crest Hill. A report says that would permit a more regionalized approach for women's facilities by providing a northern site to pair with the centrally located facility in Decatur. Logan is the largest women's penitentiary in the state. Some programs will get a new life as the city is retooling its COVID relief fund spending. There are others, though, that will disappear.
Some of the relief programs former Mayor Lori Lightfoot started are being shelved as American Recovery Plan money winds down, like $5 million for a center where intoxicated people could sober up instead of behind bars. But the program to redevelop many of Chicago's numerous vacant lots will continue. In fact, City Budget Director Annette Guzman says it's being beefed up and refocused.
We knew that there had been a lot of work already put in place by the Mayor's Office of Community Safety on a vacant lot strategy. And so really making sure that we're looking at those target areas that were identified in that plan and marrying it and lining it up with the work that the Department of Planning and Development is doing on vacant lots was really important so that there isn't a mismatch in approaches coming out of this administration.
The deadline for spending the ARPA money is the end of 2026. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police in West Suburban Melrose Park are looking for a hit-and-run driver who left a man dead yesterday morning. Reports indicate the 30-year-old man was riding a motorized bike on North Avenue between 5th and 7th Avenues around 5:30 a.m. when he was hit by a vehicle that did not stop. The man who was killed has not yet been identified. Police are asking anyone with information about the incident to contact them.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.